I'm Rob Motti with you until 8 o'clock tonight. 8? Is it 8? Yeah, I believe so. 8 o'clock tonight. 610-632-0975 is the number to get in. Got a special treat. I've been asking for your guys in sports, your guys in the core four, the Philly sports teams from the decades, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. Josh and I have run down our list, and we want to get yours. But one of my guys off the field, one of my guys, an AP freelancer who's doing a fantastic job now with a new venture, I want to bring him in to talk about it and also get some of his thoughts on baseball and his guys. His name is Aaron Bracey, and he joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Rob. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Man, I'm doing good. It's been what? It's been a couple weeks since we talked. We did the you do things, you pick it up fast. It was a Zoom call, right? And you had me on your new podcast, Bracey Sports Media. So to tell everybody in this, it's a difficult time for a lot of people, but you decided, let me start something fun and let me pursue a new undertaking here. And people can follow you on Twitter at Aaron_Bracey, B-R-A-C-Y, BraceySportsMedia.com. So tell us about it.
So, as you know, and I heard you mention, I cover games for you. I've been doing it for quite a few years. And
How many years? So, when was the first one you did for AP? You remember?
So, believe it or not, I started covering for AP when I was in college in 1997.
Wow.
Covering the Philadelphia Rage of the ABL. That's really kind of how I got my
That
players.
Was under Ken Berger, right?
It was under Ken Berger. It was
yeah.
The first I got paid to cover sports, and that kind of got me going. Then I worked at the Trenton Times, the Trentonian, the Courier Post, and then left journalism full-time and then reached out to you in 2008 and said, hey, Rob, I'd like to still cover some games. Do you need anyone? And, and so I've been working for you since 2008. And, it's just a real joy. I just love doing it. It's just a passion. It's something I love doing. I love going to the games. I love covering the games. I like meeting the people. And actually, interestingly, one of the things I really like to do, which is a little different, is I like doing research, like before the games. I like doing like a ton of research, and I'm kind of old school. I write all these.
Yeah,
things.
You are. You are. See, we do. You write everything out by hand.
Yeah, I write all these notes by hand. I have my system down. I use like copy paper, and I have like I put my injuries in one. Someone saw it once, and they're like, "This looks like you're going to do like a radio or TV broadcast."
Aaron, do you still keep the lineup card?
The
scorebook.
Yeah, that's one of my real joys of baseball. Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I could go to a baseball game, Rob, without keeping score.
Wow.
So yeah, I love doing that, and I love the research. And when sports shut down, it was just a void in my life, and I just missed it. And I was just thinking of different things to do. And I'm like, I have a little extra time on my hands and I really miss doing this. I'm like, maybe I could start this thing and I could, I could do some research. I could talk to some sports people and, I'm lucky enough to have a few contacts here and there. I felt like I could get a few people on to talk. And,
yeah, you do. So tell me some of it, because you've had some incredible guests on. You've had some interviews with people who, and you do a great job. You put out clips and you're getting lots of views. So tell us some of the guests that you've had.
So, well, we had you on.
you don't want to lead with me, but go ahead.
April 28th. I have my calendar here. So I'm looking at a calendar, Rob, which is, literally written with all pencil of all my.
I know you're meticulous.
Old school. But, I've been lucky, fortunate to have some really cool guests so far. We had John Feinstein on, best-selling author, which is really cool because I love his books. And, I feel like as a writer, I've been able to improve because from reading his books. Muffet McGraw, who is a Hall of Fame women's basketball coach, who recently retired, Philadelphia area native, coached at Notre Dame for a bunch of years, won a couple national titles there. Tom McCarthy, Philly's broadcaster, who everyone knows. And Tom and I go way back to when I worked in Trenton before he was really well known. And I used to go on Tom's radio show to talk about the Trenton Shooting Stars, which was a minor league basketball team.
Wow.
We've had, let's see, I had a couple coaches on of Eagles draft picks. Malcolm Kelly, who was the wide receivers coach at TCU, Coach Jalen Reagor.
Yeah, what did he say about Jalen Reagor that stood out to you?
You know, the thing that stood out to me was that he thinks, first of all, he is completely confident that Jalen Reagor, the whole speed issue, like, he said to me, Jalen Reagor never will be caught from behind, ever.
Mm.
So, you know, we know the 40 time was, I think, what, 4.47 at the combine.
Yeah.
But basically, Malcolm Kelly said, first of all, his speed's never going to be an issue. Second of all, what stood out to me also is that, you know, he's going to be able to handle Philly. He has the confidence. He has the demeanor. That cockiness, that borderline arrogance and cockiness, you know, kind of needed a receiver that he has, but seems like somewhat grounded. And, you know, Malcolm Kelly said, you know, I'll stand on this, that I believe, you know, if he stays healthy, that he's going to be a Pro Bowl player. So, you know, if you listen to that interview, and I listened to it when I came out, I'm like, you know, this, we'll see, obviously. But, you know, the way the coach speaks about him, you know, it seems like it's a good pick.
I know that got a lot of good attention, too.
That did, Rob. That clip got over probably close to 7,000 views, just that one clip.
That's what it's all about. That's why you're doing a great job putting these – have one, getting the interviews, putting them together. Are you able, and you're interviewing everyone pretty much on a Zoom call? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, so every interview is on a Zoom call, and then the Zoom call goes to the YouTube channel and the podcast, and I take the interview, and this is actually one of the hardest parts, is transcribing the interview, and then I write a story on the Bracy Sports Media website, BracySportsMedia.com, and then, you know, and then I have a few other ideas, too. I'm going to be rolling something out tomorrow. That I definitely would like you to be a part of if you can at some point.
Okay.
Twitter around noon. And just, you know, Rob, it's just something that I enjoy. You know, I'm passionate about it. You know, it really keeps me in a positive frame of mind during this time where I can, you know, I can think of doing positive things and try and use my talents in a positive way. And hopefully in some small way, maybe helping somebody else out, take their mind off everything right now, you know, for 20 minutes listen to a podcast or something like that. So, it's just something I'm enjoying. You know, my goal and my hope is at some point maybe this can be something that I can monetize. But, you know, for now, it's, you know, something I'm just doing because it's something I enjoy. And, you know, I think people are responding well to it. And, you know, I'm going to keep doing it until I can't anymore or until, you know, the games come back and you're using me a lot and I won't have as much
time. You know, and that's the thing. And we're talking to Aaron Bracy, who is a freelance journalist in the area. He's been with me at AP since 2008. He just started this new venture, Bracy Sports Media. It's a podcast. It's a website, BracySportsMedia.com. He's had some really cool interviews, and he brings people on. What do you do, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
I already have three locked up for this week, and then – you know, that's a little tricky sometimes trying to get the guests because, you know, I'm not the biggest outlet, not the biggest name, but, you know, I try and, you know, there's enough people and enough, you know, I'm trying to work different contacts and some people have helped me, you know, so, yeah, I'm trying to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Well, you're doing a great job, but as we said, you've covered since 08 the Phillies, and, you know, there's been some seasons, especially I would say post Charlie era, Ryan Sandberg. I mean, you probably would get down there close to like 30 times, don't you think? Somewhere around there, a ton of games.
Usually. I mean, you know, I'm blessed. You give me a lot of games. You know, I'm lucky. Every time, usually, I always keep my schedule open so that every time you ask me or Dan asks me to cover a game.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You also do some Flyers and Sixers for him.
Yeah, and, you know, it works out. And I love doing it. I love baseball. So I think, you know, like, baseball was kind of my first love. So I just love baseball. It's, you know, it's tougher now. Like, the games take so long, so it's not as, you know.
I feel bad, dude, because every time there's, like, a three-hour rain delay and the game's getting over at 3:30 in the morning or some kind of ridiculous hour, that's a game where I either switched with you, called you late and said, hey, can you do this one? And it's almost always you get stuck with it. So I appreciate you always being as available as you can be.
Yeah, no, and I enjoy it. I mean, it's really like, I mean, I get to go to the games, watch the games, like I said, meet a lot of cool people.
Hang out with Jack Shore all those years.
Who, you know, been like a second father to me.
And he's awesome.
just learned so much about, you know, how to treat people and how to act around people. And yeah, so I've been lucky, Rob, and I'm grateful for everything that you've done for me. And yeah, so I love covering the games, and I really, really miss it. I mean, I know there's bigger things going on, but, you know, like, sports is such a big part of me, and covering sports is such a big, big thing that I do and thing that I enjoy. And so, like, that's kind of why I started this, Bracey Sports Media, just because it's been, it was such a void, you know?
Well, I always, you know, like to work with and just good people, people who are respectful, people who really have a kind heart, and people who, you know, that's what I appreciate about you. And you never make it about yourself, and you're not trying to make a name off of us, or you're doing your thing. You're working hard. You treat people the right way. And I know good things are going to happen to you. We're talking today, Aaron, and you've heard my topic. Yeah. Give me some of your guys. You know, your guys. I gave every, now I'll repeat my 80s Phillies. I went Schmidt, Andrew Toney, Flocky Hockey, Ron Flockhart, and Randall. Give me some of your guys, any decade, whichever one you want to pick.
So we always go back to, like, the kind of the guys of our childhood. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, that's why I started. Yeah.
You know, like, so for me, like, hockey, like Lindros, 1992, I was like 16 years old, you know, just came to Philly, you know, and, you know, he also liked golf. I was a big golfer at the time, so I thought that was kind of cool. And just to see, like, how he dominated the game, like, he was like my guy. I loved him, and just the way that his career went was kind of disappointing, because, you know, he was, you know, with the injuries and the concussion, yeah. I think he could have been, he's still the Hall of Famer, obviously, but I just think, you know, he could have been so much more.
He didn't win the cup. We thought he was going to get the cup, and that's, yeah, that's the void.
And Randall was, you know, like, that late 80s Eagles team, like, late 80s, early 90s, like, Buddy Ryan teams, like, I love those teams. I love the defense.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I gravitate more to Randall, but, like, you know, he was kind of my guy. But I heard you talk about Doc. I mean, there's, you know, he's, if there's another Eagle, and just, you know, just, and I heard him on your station the other morning with Mark Farzetta. I mean, like, he inspired me just listening to him the other morning. Like, forget about football. Just, like, you know, just listening to him speak is just, you know, just such a joy. And just to hear people with positive messages like that, you know, and but there's so much negativity and cynicism in the world. And, you know, it really helps you, especially at a time like this. So Doc would be one of my guys. And then, interestingly, kind of the opposite of Doc a little bit was Charles Barkley. like didn't want to be a role model. I loved Charles growing up, and I liked that he was kind of outspoken, and I liked that.
Same
he was,
here, yeah. I agree. Like, an athlete should not be anyone's role model. Now, that you should live your life trying to be a role model, but as a parent, I'm not going to look at an athlete and tell my kids to model themselves after an athlete.
No, I think all adults have a responsibility to kids to try and be examples for kids. And if I had to say one thing to Charles, that's what I would say. But I agree that, like, your first role model should be your parents. Like, if you're looking into an athlete, and as we've known, Rob, over the years, like, all the athletes that we idolize, or, you know, people idolize, you know, aren't always what they're cracked up to be. Now,
of course.
Oh, talking. Now, there are tons, and most guys in sports and athletes that I've talked to are good guys. But there are some, like, I love Lenny Dykstra, you know, and I still love Lenny Dykstra as a player. You know,
the player. The player.
Right? But, like, you know, Lenny Dykstra, the person, you know, is not someone like, you know, like, I, you know, not someone you want your kids to.
Absolutely.
So, but then the Phillies, like, you know, Chase Utley is kind of my guy, just because of the way he plays. Like, you know, if I, you know, when my kids play, my daughter plays softball, my son plays baseball, like, that's the way I want him to play. You know, I want him to play like Utley. And, you know, and you mentioned about me, like, you know, that's one of the things about with doing this, like, I kind of feel like I need to kind of put myself out there on Twitter and social media and stuff, and it's a little bit uncomfortable for me because I, you know, I try and, like I said, keep a bit of a low profile. Like,
but you have to. This the day and age where, it sometimes, there's people who go way above him and overboard, but I mean, you really have to use every channel, every avenue, every platform that you have. And I think you're doing a fantastic job. Before you go, Aaron, I know you miss it. I know you would have been at a ballpark by now. Wow, we're in mid-May at least 10, 15 times. I often run out of steam in the middle of the season and towards the end once the Eagles start. Early on, I try and go, you know, as many games as I can. But when you see this 67-page proposal and you look at all the different variables in the protocol, if you had to ask me, I don't think baseball's coming back this season. How do you look at it?
Well, I don't know how you're going to play baseball without sunflower seeds. I don't know how I could play baseball without sunflower seeds. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't cover a game without sunflower seeds.
And there's so many, like, so many restrictions, and, you know, and it's just, I don't know. It seems like it's going to be so hard to try and do all this, like, and still, like, play the game. You know, you're not going to, you know, you're going to have to sit a certain place in the dugout. The pitchers have their own baseballs, or, you know, warm up with their own baseballs. So, you know, you're going to, can't high five, you can't fist bump, you can't shower, you can't go in a taxi. It's just, I mean, at some point, it's like, I don't know. It does. Like you said, it's like, it sounds like it's, you know, it's going to be tough to play in some ways. And that's a shame. Like, I hope that doesn't happen. And, you know, I've been holding out hope all along that they're going to, you know, that they're going to be able to play. And, but, of course, you know, my biggest thing is I want everything to be safe for everybody. I don't want anyone to be out there put themselves at risk, you know, their families at risk unnecessarily.
I don't know how we're going to do it, Aaron. Like, if it, are they going to allow media access? I have no idea. And I think there's certainly a long way to go, because you got the owners, you got the players, you got the 67-page protocol, you got all these variables. We'll see. But in the meantime, man, keep doing your thing. Appreciate you hopping on. You can follow Aaron Bracey on Twitter, Aaron_Bracey. You can also go to BraceySportsMedia.com. He's got a podcast that comes out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Really interesting guests, and does a great job. Aaron, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate everything you do for me and for everyone, and always, you know, having a nice positive message for the people out there that help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.